Lane and Allison in the morning. 96.3 WPBT.
Welcome to
today's best hits without the rap. 96.3 WDBD.
Therapy Thursday.
WDVD.
Dr. Stephen Craig is an author and a psychologist, and if you've been listening to our
and
show.
And Kung Fu Master.
And Kung Fu Master,
and
yes.
He's handsome.
Wow.
Oh,
by
he's
the way,
leading
wow.
in Doc Sember.
I meant to tell you, it's down to you and some other dude for Doc
for
Sember.
For Doc Sember.
McDreamy.
You might win.
I wasn't even aware this was really going on.
Are you back at the office just going, Dr. Steve?
I just canceled everybody all week. I got a callus on my finger.
Are you going to make us buy you a trophy like Vic Faust got?
Because
that
cost
us $40.
I didn't even know this was going on.
Yeah, you're winning.
Yeah.
Isn't that cool?
You're in it to win it, yo.
Well, that changes everything.
You beat Quincy.
Oh, Quincy.
What? Who did I beat? Who am I up against?
Like, you've already beat 25 doctors.
Dr. Oz.
McDreamy.
Dr. Phil.
Yeah.
You're crushing it, man.
This is rigged.
That's what I was thinking.
Thought.
Yeah.
You've got, come on, it's cool.
I got all Santa's elves up there working hard, just pounding away.
Hold on. Let me just take a look if I can
see. It's him and who?
It's him and McDreamy.
Oh, yeah. You and Patrick Dempsey.
Oh, yeah. He is nasty.
Yeah. And he hates puppies and children.
Yeah. Well-known fact, while Dr. Steve loves them.
Right.
Dr. Steve in the lead right now with 54% of the vote.
Oh, my God. Whoa.
And today is the day we... Wait. No.
No, tomorrow next, we announce.
No, today's the day.
We announce the winner today?
Yeah, I can't do math. Today's the day.
Why? But we still have a day left.
We should have added one doctor.
You know, we should really try to do this contest the right way.
Well, January is going to be awesome.
It sort of hurts the idea that I might win when you don't even know what you're doing.
Well, digital media department does know what they're doing, though. So
right now, it says Dr. Steve leads 54-46.
Wow.
I mean, that's a pretty healthy lead.
So do I get to vote, like, over and over again?
Yeah.
No, you don't. I tried to vote for you just now, and it wouldn't let me.
There is a way to cheat. It happened in February when it was all dudes from 96.3 WDVD. I'll show you how to do it, Dr.
Guess what? That doesn't work now.
Oh, it doesn't?
They done fixed that on the new website. Our new website may not have much good stuff on it.
It doesn't have anything good on it.
You can't cheat anymore. All right, let's do Therapy Thursday.
All right, dear.
I just want to say that all I really want for Christmas is to win that contest.
Please vote for Dr. Steve, because you know what? Patrick Dempsey doesn't live here.
No,
screw
we don't even
him.
Know him.
Besides, he's a soft talker. I don't like soft talk.
Hey,
I'm Patrick
Dempsey. About feelings?
I want to talk about feelings.
Remember when I was in Can't Buy Me Love? In that movie about delivering pizza?
Those were good movies,
they
the
were
way.
Pretty good, yeah.
Anyway, dear Blaine, Allison, and Dana, and Lori.
Yeah.
I hope this isn't a downer, but I'm having real trouble getting all that excited about Christmas this year. My family has had a really bad year, and I'm just not feeling all that chipper. I lost my father to cancer in June, and my husband was out of work for 6 months until just a few weeks ago. I was doing fine until this whole Connecticut shooting incident happened last week, and that has really rattled me. I guess I can't figure out how to feel happy right now, and it feels somehow wrong to celebrate things when such a terrible tragedy happened. I know those families are suffering and their Christmas will be awful, as will many more to come. And I can't help feeling that it is somehow doing those little kids and their families in Connecticut an injustice to just go on and put on a happy face. In our house, we have very little money this year, and all I really want is this year to be over and next year to come. Have I become a Scrooge? How do people feel happy for the holidays when they have bad things in their life and the world is suffering? How do I feel good about things and teach my kids to feel good when I feel like we've lost so much? And that's from Sally.
If you'd like to be a junior psychologist, call in right now, 313-298-9630. Offer Sally your advice, your thoughts on this. And then we'll see what you had to say, if it matched what the good doctor, the real psychologist, Dr. Steve, has to say.
And the two real psychologists.
Yeah. Sure. Okay, real psychologist. What do you have for this? Because
I want to go with the suck it up approach.
Yeah.
No, but in a good way. Like
okay, she's not a real psychologist. I'm taking that back.
Jeez. Yeah, I just lost it.
Yeah.
But sometimes that's good though. Like that was like tough love, because I get it. But you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like when she cites this big tragedy and everyone's really sad, But you have to find all the good things that you can focus on. And I bet that there, even if you have to force yourself to do it, like if you have to force yourself to sit down and write down all the great things that you have going on right now. And without even knowing her, I can say some great things that she has. She mentioned she has children. So she has children and she has her husband. Yep. And she, you know, and just start writing all of these really good things down. And just the fact that you feel... that you feel for these families, that's something, you know, your heart reaches out to them and that's good, but you don't have to continue to suffer because that's not going to help them. And all it's going to do is it's going to keep you down, and that's going to affect the people around you that you love. So I would just really do what you can to pull yourself up by your bootstraps and focus on the good stuff that you have, because I do this myself. Like, I've been wallowing for a couple months, right? Mm-hmm. I've been sad myself, mm-hmm. and I've been bummed about some things that I've lost. And she says something in her letter that I said, and that suck it up attitude goes to me too.
Mm-hmm. I've been telling you that for years.
I know, but I said the same thing Sally said. I just want this year to be over. I just hate this year.
Yeah.
But then I check myself before I wreck myself, because
Thank
that's
you.
What I do.
Thank you, Q.
But I started thinking about, really, this thing happened to me,
yeah.
So I'm going to be devastated, and this was the worst year ever. So I sat down and I made a list about all the really good things I've got going on in my life, which, by the way, is a lot.
Yeah.
So just, you know, we tend to let one thing or two things shape how we felt about this whole year, because I did. I was like, this whole year was horrible. Really? Was it?
It was all pretty good.
But I had to remind myself. I had to go back and make a list and think about it and force myself to realize I have it really good.
313-298-9630. George, what do you think?
I'm kind of in the same opinion. I'm not going as far as to say suck it up, but I mean, hug your kids. Look at the little things in your life that bring you joy. I've been unemployed since October. We have hardly any money for Christmas, and we're just trying to do the little things that make our kids and us happy just to try and get through it all. I mean, you know, everybody's a victim of circumstances in this economy.
Right. Right.
And yeah, the year hasn't been all that bad, but it has not been all that good either.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Right, but time goes by, and eventually something will change for the better.
Well, definitely.
But
yeah,
you have to believe that too, I think.
Yeah.
Before it's going to be before it can happen. Because if you sit around and, regardless of what happened in Connecticut,
let it overwhelm you.
Then it controls you, and then you are all of a sudden you're powerless,
or at least
you feel powerless, even though you really aren't. George, great
and
perspective.
And good luck
thank
on
you.
The job search, George.
Oh, thank you very much.
Thank you. Have a great Christmas. 313-298-9630. Bobby. Hey, Bobby.
Well, as long as we have each other, we'll be all right. So it doesn't really matter, I guess.
Right. You know, as long as you have your family and their love and all that?
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay, Bobby, thanks for the call. Therapy Thursday, 96.3 WDVD, Planet Allison in the morning. I think the thing that I kind of come away with from her email, from Sally's email, we were talking about this the other day on the air, and I said, I kind of feel like the sadness that I have for these people.
You felt guilty moving on.
I felt it slipping away, and I felt guilty coming home to my healthy kids, my healthy wife, my healthy life.
Mm-hmm.
I've got a great job.
Yeah.
I have if I want it, I've got it. I'm very lucky right now. I'm very blessed.
But there's this thing that all of us fall victim to where one thing that's bad, losing her father to cancer is sad.
Yeah.
But she has her husband, she has her kids, you know, but we tend to let one or two things dictate the 30 things that people would kill to have.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And then this, I don't want to say little thing, but this, compared to all the other things in your life, becomes the driving force of what you are and who you are.
And that can consume us. That's why I said you gotta push through it.
Because
I know that it just happened to me. I've been consumed with something that ultimately is pretty stupid in the scope of real problems.
Right, exactly.
And I feel bad that I let something so stupid consume me for the last 4 weeks. You know what I mean?
I totally know what you mean.
I know you know.
I feel you, Drew. Dr. Steve, you're a psychologist. What do you tell Sally?
Well, we have to start from the premise that we all know, which is that, you know, we're all responsible for our own happiness. It's a choice we make. And even when tragedies like this happen, this is where we start to question that stuff. And so what we would talk about is really what it means to make your own choice to be happy. Because we start with the fact that many people mess that up. What they do is they think, oh, that's a great phrase. So what I'll do is I'll feel terrible, but I'll pretend I'm happy, and we'll see how that works. And that doesn't work. So I'm not saying feel bad and pretend you're happy. I'm saying we have to figure out why you feel so bad in the first place. Because if you decide that your internal feelings are determined by what happens in the external world, then you're forever going to be a mess. Because the world is up and down all the time.
It's a train wreck.
And so we see so many of us are so, it's sort of a boundary issue, which is that, I mean, I have my own feelings and my own life and my own things. And the outside world does affect me. But if it affects me so greatly that it keeps messing up my internal world, then I got a problem.
Yeah.
Because I got to be able to separate it. And life is hard enough living in our own world without trying to live in everyone else's world. I mean, right. Talk about making it hard. So I think of this Connecticut thing like this. I think, you know, as absolutely incredibly sad, I mean, unbelievably sad as that is, and I can feel bad for those people, they aren't me. I wasn't there. You know, I wasn't there. I'm not a victim of things. Mm-hmm. I'm not. All that didn't really happen to me.
Right.
Now, it happened to me indirectly because I sort of watched it happen, but I have to be able to keep that boundary because actually I'm no different this week than I was last week. My world is no different. But if I start thinking that somehow since that happened in that world, my world has changed.
Right.
Then, you know, then that's just such a recipe that I notice, you know, the weather's bad and I feel bad. And I mean, everything starts becoming about what else is happening in the other world. So we said this earlier, because those people have such a huge sadness, I'm supposed to have the same sad, you know.
Yeah.
Why can't I separate that?
And why is it that we feel this need to carry someone else's misery, even though it didn't directly affect us?
But and you know, I don't want people to misunderstand because I'm not saying we shouldn't feel bad. I feel really, really bad, but I feel bad for them, not for me.
Right.
What this does to me is it makes me feel grateful. Incredibly grateful and appreciative for everything that I have.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how you have to look at these things is I can't, if I can't take myself out of their life, you know, oh, those people have all that horrible stuff that I'm living in their life.
When we talked about this on the air and he was saying that thing about, I feel guilty if I don't feel bad about it anymore. And what I was saying, I said, you know, we talked about it on my Facebook and I felt bad and we had that moment, but this is someone else's personal tragedy. It's their personal tragedy. It's not our personal tragedy.
Right.
I was thinking this year for the holidays, my family's not going away. And for a while, I've been thinking about, oh, we go away every year. This year, I'm grateful we're not going away because all I want to do is hunker in, have a fire, and hang and appreciate my kids and my family. Mm-hmm. And I might not do that if I was off on a cruise somewhere. Mm-hmm. So my reaction isn't just, oh, my God, that's awful. It's, wow, that's awful. It reminds me of what I have and what I have to appreciate. But I do have a thought that I always think about in these tragedies, too, and we can take, you know, solace from that famous intellectual Rocky Balboa.
Ew.
Yes.
Adrian.
Yo. Other than that famous quote of his, you know.
Yeah.
He said, you know, it ain't how hard you hit. Mm-hmm. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward.
From the final Rocky movie.
Right.
Nice.
Yeah.
Right. Winners aren't people who don't get hit. They're the ones who keep saying, it doesn't matter what happens in life. I have to figure out how to get up and keep going. And to me, that hits it because he's not saying, that guy hit me so hard, I'm done. He's saying, whatever happens out there, I am responsible for me. I'm responsible for me getting up and moving forward. And that's how I think we should all look at it, Adrian.
Yo.
Is that life's always going to have these tough things.
Every one of those Rocky movies has good life advice.
Oh, yeah. Right.
No, they do. I mean, there's a lot of stuff that comes out of the Rocky movies that we could all apply.
You did start it.
I started it.
We could all apply it.
We could all apply it to our daily lives, you know?
I was waiting for.
I mean, put on your gray sweats, put on a little skull cap, put on your running shoes, get your butt out there, run up those stairs. Adrian.
You know how many votes this is going to cost me?
I know. All of a sudden, I'm with Patrick Dempsey. Hey, Dr. Steve. Thank you for a great 2012.
Yes, thank you, Dr.
You are
Steve.
Awesome. We love having you in here. We look forward to more of it in 2013. Have a Merry Christmas.
Thank you to you guys and everyone out there, too.
Yeah. And when will we find out if he's the winner?
Later this morning, before 9.
We'll call you.
I
don't
need
ignore
call.
Our call this time. Yeah. Yes. This is an important
when
one.
When we call,
drop everything.
You take that one.
Okay.
All right. All right. Merry Christmas, brother.
Okay,
Therapy Thursday, you can check him out online, drstephencraig.com.
Blaine and Allison in the morning, 96.3 WDVD.